Each and every show, we start off with the True Insiders from Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones, my favorite. Victoria, yeah, I know you were loving this. Secret video time. What's this deal about Romney saying 47% depend on the government? Those people are going to vote for Obama. I guess pretty candid remarks, and all of a sudden that undercover video was released. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a private fundraiser from earlier this year for very wealthy donors after Romney clinched the nomination. And we don't know where it was because whoever had it is being protected by Mother Jones magazine. But Romney says there are 47% who'll vote for the president no matter what. And he says they're dependent on government who believes they're victims, who believes the government has responsibility to care for them and they're entitled to, and he gives this litany. And then he says, these are people who pay no income tax, goes on to say, my job is not to worry about these people. I'll never convince them they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. Of course, this is nearly half the population of America. First of all, this is incorrect. This statistic, but it's nearly half the population of the country that he wants to be the president of. So it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, this isn't the last we've heard of. We're going to give some more specifics on that. Hey, speaking of specifics, that's what Romney's campaign also said, that they were going to get more specific, there's the third time I've used that word, about legislative priorities, what they would be, because, you know, there's been a lot of criticism on the Sunday shows and whatnot, and just, you know, all the editorials, people are talking about that there were broad strokes, but there wasn't anything with meat in it. So now all of a sudden, this is what they're calling a natural progression. Is this just pressure that they're buckling to come up with something?
Yes, basically. I think it's pressure that they're buckling to because this wasn't the campaign strategy. The campaign strategy was to run on the idea that Obama was so dreadful that you'd rather replace him with Romney. And they realized that that's not going to work, so that they've got to be more specific. But even on the conference calls that they've had today and conversation that they have with reporters, when they've been asked for specifics about some of the things that people know are not popular, such as, well, what are you going to cut in order to cut the deficit, they will not say. They will not be specific. So it doesn't seem as though they are going to be specific, and they're not going to break new ground. They've already stated that today.
Yeah. Anything new out of the White House on the murder of the ambassador in Libya or what's happened in the Middle East?
No, there hasn't been anything new out of the White House on that today. And there really hasn't been anything new on developments in the Middle East today out of the administration. The only developments on that have literally come out of the Middle East in terms of protests in a number of different countries.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks.
Thank you.
So coming up the rest of this hour here on ATN, we're going to let you hear what Mitt Romney said as we were discussing there, writing off 47% of voters as dependent on government and therefore de facto Obama supporters. It was pushed out online, as Victoria mentioned, by Mother Jones. They're not saying any of the other details about who gave them the hidden video, all that kind of stuff. It's interesting because I saw Ari Fleischer on one of the cable shows, the former White House spokesperson during the last Bush years, and Fleischer is a GOP strategist to the Romney campaign here and there, and he talked about the numbers weren't shocking, the 47%. These are numbers that were released by AP already, and ultimately what he believed was the twisting of the numbers. But the question is, how does it play in mainstream America? Does it make Romney look like a jerk, like he has no idea what the middle class is all about? And does this ultimately hurt him with the independents, the undecideds, the people in the swing states that will make a difference in ultimately could determine the election, if you believe that, because the polls are so twisted in so many different directions. November 6th is a big day, especially when it comes down to the electoral votes, because that's what, where it's at. That's why the swing states are so heavily in play. Florida, Ohio, talk about Virginia and Pennsylvania. And so this is key stuff here. Are the people there affected? Are they so disinfected? Are they so sick of it all they don't vote? We certainly have heard from many people who have called into America Tonight that they have no interest in being a part of this election. And sadly, they would like to be, but refuse to vote. They don't like Obama, but they don't want Mitt Romney. And especially after the way so many of the delegates were shafted, let's face it, at the convention in Tampa, that's where a lot of this started for people who are true Tea Partiers and feel like many of them that they can't, they just can't go in this direction. They don't want anything to do with an Obama administration, but yet they don't want to vote for Mitt Romney, so they're just going to stay home. I think the stay at home question is big across the board. How many young people, millennials, who voted before for Obama will stay home? How many Republicans will stay home? How many older people will stay home? That's key. And the female vote couldn't be bigger in this election. So besides talking about all of that in the mix, can you imagine if you got a call from somebody in your family who said, you know, Uncle Joe, who had seemed like he, nicest guy, didn't seem like he had a nickel to rub together. He dies, and they find $7 million. It's one of the wildest stories, I think, out there when it comes to gold. Somebody who, he was sitting on a fortune in gold. He was sitting on a fortune. And this is a man who died and surprised a lot of people because they had absolutely no clue. He had $200 in the bank. He had $7 million hidden. $7 million worth of gold hidden. What a wild conversation that would be for his family to have. And this was a guy from Nevada, from Carson City. He was a recluse. They found his body a month after he died. And when they were cleaning the house to sell it, they found the gold bars and coins. And by the time you added up how much it was worth, it was stored in boxes in the garage. I heard even in the wall there were some golds that was stored in the wall. And he had heart problems. He died of apparent heart attack and something seemed to rise, so finally they checked the house, and wow, crazy story. I have more on that, what kind of gold he had, all that kind of stuff, interesting. And then also, too, you know, besides talking about the election, Mitt Romney, was it a misstep? Will people now completely shut the door on Romney, some people anyway, or this guy with the gold bars? There's a question about timing. And the White House, when it comes to the consulate attack in Libya, the White House says they didn't know about the attack in Benghazi, that it was simply spontaneous. But is that true? Coming up on the flip side, more on that, plus Mitt Romney's comments that might burn him out of this election. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America Tonight. As a quick aside, you know, we do that nail the score thing on our Wednesday into Thursday show, really Thursday morning in our third hour, and we'll see if anybody nailed the score this time around, but I don't believe so. We'll crunch the numbers twice to make sure we're right about that. However, what's interesting is it was wild. Of replacement players, kind of like that hidden camera we're going to let you hear in a second. It was a wild weekend of replacement referees in the NFL, so much so they want to hurry to get them back. And it really culminated in the Monday Night Football game. Peyton Manning was just flat out awful, and Atlanta beat them 27-21, but that doesn't really tell the story. For most of the game, they were just getting thumped by the Falcons. Was that the game of the week? Well, it was not the game of the week, but we will get to that a little bit later, too. This is no game. This is a political lifeline for Mitt Romney. Going to fundraisers, like the one that he did once he officially, you know, everybody knew it was Mitt Romney, but once he officially became the nominee, Mitt Romney was taped. There was a hidden camera at one of the places where he was speaking to his supporters, and he was talking about Obama and about people who were acting as though they were victims because they're relying on government handouts. In fact, here he is in his own words.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that that they are victims, who believe the government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and the government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And I mean, the president starts off with 48, 49, 43. He starts off with a huge number. These are people who pay no income tax. 47% of Americans pay no income tax. So our message of low taxes doesn't connect. He'll be out there talking about tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's what they sell every 4 years. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. What I have to do is convince the 5 to 10% in the Senate that are independent, that are thoughtful, that look at voting one way or the other, depending upon, in some cases, emotion, whether they like the guy or not.
All right, so pretty clear there what Romney was saying. Obviously, it was a closed-door deal. He wasn't thinking he was being taped. He wasn't even thinking about that. He was talking about the uphill battle that he would have. Now, since that's been released, he's saying, I stand by what I said that was out there. You know, that I will say this, because he did, of course, he had to do a news conference. And he did the news conference on Monday night. He said his words were off the cuff, which he did sound like he was off the cuff, and not elegantly stated is how he put it. It wasn't elegantly stated. But he was not going to back off the comments. People kept hammering about, would you back off this? And he said no. That he was talking about, he went a little further and he said he was talking about the political process of drawing people into his campaign. He said it was a snippet of a question and answer session. And he asked that the whole video be released to show the question and his response in then the full context, what he said. And then he was asked if he was worried that he offended the 47% of the people he mentioned in his statement. And he said, no, it's not elegantly stated. This is a quote. Let me put it that way. He said, I'm speaking off the cuff in response to a question, and I'm sure I can state it more clearly in a more effective way than I did in a setting like that. And so I'm sure it'll point out that as time goes on. And it's the message that he's going to carry, and he's going to continue to carry, he said. And he's just, that was it. You know, he kept getting bombarded by the same questions over and over again. And he said, you know, this is pretty much it. And this, his statement came just hours after Mother Jones Magazine posted the video and the words that you just heard. This was a fundraiser in Boca Raton, Florida in May, and it went boom, viral. See, it just goes to show you, no matter, and we already know this, no matter what, man, you are running for any office, but especially president in this country, we live in a world of social media. What you say, you know, somebody told me one time, say what you mean and mean what you say. So that's it. If you say what you mean and you mean what you say, boom, that's it. Then you don't have to do mea culpa. You don't have to apologize. And he didn't apologize there. He just said he didn't say it. He didn't say it eloquently. He didn't say it the right way. And he just said he didn't say it eloquently. So here's the thing. A lot of people have reaction to this, the mailbag overflow. Within just a couple of hours, pretty much all the mail that flooded in knocked off all the other things that people wanted to talk about. So is this damaging enough to Romney that it'll cost him the people who aren't so sure about Romney but could possibly vote for him? Crazy Brain says he was dead on accurate. And it's and then you have Sandy Mountain, who says the only time he is true, his true self, is around his rich pals. So what do you think? Don says, wow, that is damaging, and Romney should never have even thought that way. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Damaging enough to topple his aspirations to be president. Got two... I think what's really going to be huge are these two debates coming up. The polls, you can flip them in a couple of different directions. And I wonder how many people will look at what he said and say, that's it, I'm done with Romney. I think this goes away in a blink. The people that didn't want to vote for Romney aren't voting for him, and the people that are, they're just going to vote for him anyway. And then the others who want to stay home because they're not satisfied, they're going to stay home. Tomas in Michigan, he is among the not satisfied. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. I hadn't heard that until I tuned into your program. That's pretty eye-popping to say I'm not even going to try for their vote. You know, because just because somebody is on welfare or on food stamps doesn't mean that they're not conservative. You know, they could be a Catholic, they could be a Cuban immigrant, or they could, you know, be from Russia and then just starting out. And then to hear that, it would not hurry you to the polls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's true. That good to point that out. You're right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just because a person, blacks are a different situation because 98% of them are going to vote for Obama just because of, you know, first time a black person. So, but
right.
Everybody else, you know, there's a lot of Latinos there that are pro-life, you know, and older Latinos, you know, and although they've been growing up. You know, one way there's a chance to go after them, but it shows a little bit of what's inside Romney, and he's not what his father was. His father was the real deal. But
you know, I've had a lot of people tell me that, say that exact same thing. People from Michigan who recall dealings with him say he was the real deal. That he was the first guy, and you know this, to say let's just show our taxes, let's just show our returns, and you know he was a pretty transparent guy from all accounts.
Oh yeah, and he was one of the first to march with the blacks in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
And he was one of the first to doubt the Vietnam War. Matter of fact, he was leading in the presidential primaries until he got back from Vietnam, and he said, I have just been brainwashed like I've never been brainwashed before. And right there, but he considered that almost like a communist statement, and he never recovered from that. But, looking at what Obama is doing with his executive power, screwing this Middle East thing up so bad.
Right.
I almost want to have to vote for Romney. I mean, because remember when the people in Iran were out in the streets? That was an opportunity, and he lost it.
Right? No kidding.
Opportunities now.
The Iran thing absolutely was an opportunity. I agree with you there, Tomas. But foreign policy versus what's happening here. What do you say, America?
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So to speak, for lack of a delicate way to phrase that, speaking off the cuff, the video that surfaced of him where he says 47% of voters are dependent on the government, and that means they're Obama supporters. Mother Jones was more than happy the news outlet to release it. And then, you know, who did it? Where did it come from? Somebody in the room, obviously, who was there. Shot it because you can tell it's rough. It sounds like, actually sounded and looked like it might have been on an iPhone perhaps or some other kind of a camera like that. So does this, Romney bashing those voters in this video, does that trash his taint his chances of getting some of the people in that group that might have voted for him? I'm going to say then we're going to vote for him, but or will it push other people to run out and vote for him? You know, the group that is so much of a concern to people on the Democratic side are the younger people. Will they come out and vote? And were the people that were so in love with the hope and change, will they come out and vote again, too? Or no, will they just stay home because they're disappointed in the things that happen, like the, you know, busted stimulus, lack of jobs, that kind of thing? Will that just, will that have people saying, nah, forget about it? Steve Bannon, who is a writer and a director of a movie called The Hope and Change, is going to be shown to about 130 million people through various networks. Citizens United backing this. I had a chat with him that you can hear if you stay locked and loaded to America Tonight. In our second hour, we'll hear Steve Bannon about the movie and talking to strictly, really, Democratic people or independents, not Republicans, not the obvious people that would vote for a Republican, not Republicans, not Tea Party, not anything, not any of the people in the movie were those people. They were registered Democrats or independents. And I had a chance to get a sneak preview of the movie, and it starts off, it's 60 minutes. And it starts off, and it's the president, hope and change, and for probably 15 minutes, people are excited, and people are talking about how proud they are of America and what he's going to be able to do for America. And then by the middle of the movie, people are not happy, not seeing the hope and the change, and therefore are not crazy about Obama. So this piece of documentary, this movie, is getting pumped all over the country. Will it have an effect and on people that will look at it and say, oh, well, there's Democrats, or will they look at it and say, well, that's campaign rhetoric because Citizens United is backing it? Hey, it doesn't matter because this is getting some primetime exposure on HGNet TV and some other cable networks, and so I think some people are going to tune into it. He was pretty passionate about this project, and he's done a bunch of movies featuring Tea Party people. I think like four different, I'll call them documentaries, really, four different documentaries. And he said he's never, ever seen anything quite like it. I've never seen anything quite like the little narrow plank between the truth, stretching the truth, and completely trying to bury the truth. Now, I'm not so naive to think that this has never happened in our history. Oh, of course it has. At least 70 different occasions I could point to, probably off the top of my head. But the Libya violence is very, very troubling because of the reports and the, I think, wimpy clarification for it. See, so here's the thing. The consulate in Libya, in Benghazi, couldn't be more in the hornet's nest. What they're saying now is they're sticking to their claim that the attack was spontaneous, as I've already mentioned before, which would say that, well, you know, we didn't know. We had no idea. But there are a lot of reports that have surfaced that are challenging that, challenge it saying that there was notice that there was going to be an attack on this consulate, that this was what was going to happen, that there was going to be a planned attack. Can you imagine? And if you remember clearly from everything that I saw from it and people that we've had on that have dealt with the folks in Benghazi, say it's pretty clear that this was an inside job. Now there's questions about how many hours separated a demonstration from the attack in the night, and weren't they warned that there was some kind of a plan that was going on? They choose to ignore it because there were conversations that absolutely the intelligence people knew, supposedly, that the attackers in Benghazi even were watching what was going on in Cairo. So now there's an argument over, was the attack on the consulate in Benghazi planned, or was it spontaneous? Was it triggered by the movie, the anti-prophet, Muslim prophet movie? Is it, you know, was it pre-planned? Was it a terror strike? I'm saying I believe it was pre-planned. I believe it's pre-planned based on what I know from somebody from the Pentagon, which is one source. And then there are others that I would also line them up and meld them together as another source. And I would say that as it unfolded, there was no question, clearly the access they had where they were, that this couldn't have been spontaneous. Or was it really, or honestly, it means Benghazi was like a hotel where people were coming and going, that consulate, which would seem rather ridiculous knowing how dangerous that area is. So you could look at Ambassador Stevens' murder, and then you could determine, okay, what was the security situation there? I mean, look, it was obviously deteriorating, and that was no secret. But why was it deteriorating? Why was there really a warning of an armed assault? I don't think there was necessarily clearly that warning, but there's a warning that something was going to happen. So if there's a warning that something's going to happen and the intelligence people think it, you got to look a little bit closer at this, then why didn't they respond? Maybe they didn't know every single detail, but if they thought it was serious enough, why didn't they act on it and not have anybody at the consulate then? I mean, surely are they getting that many hits on their radar that something's going on? I'm going to have to say no, that I don't think so. All right, let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Oh, Lordy. Barry should have played through. He should have played through and finished up the back nine. Got his tail back to work at the White House.
But there you go.
You know, but, you know, I've got a concealed carry weapon. Do they not have concealed carry weapon licenses over in Lebanon?
They were armed. I thought they had two SEALs that were there. I mean, come on.
Should have gave them the bullets, man. I should have gave them the bullets.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
But no, you're talking about tripping over, screwing the pooch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Old Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Man's just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If these people would work as hard to get a job as they do to get on the government dole, they'd make some money. They could be productive citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, no, I agree with you. I think there are circumstances where we want to take care of people that are poverty-stricken, but the definition of poverty also has been stretched to mean things that are not, you and I both know, Pete, are not poverty. How many times have we heard people say that they stayed on unemployment because they couldn't, well, they say they can find jobs, but they can't find jobs that would pay them what they were making before, and then it goes on down the line for another 2 years, and then it stretches even further, and then this is why, you know, people were complaining about Bush and the $5 trillion. Well, how did we get to where we are now at $16
trillion? Because they were disheartened. I understand that. I've been where these people are.
Sure.
$0 in my account before.
Sure.
But I didn't quit. I got off my butt. I got creative. I mowed lawns. I had my own business. I did the whole nine yards. And you've got to show initiative and get out there, get off your butt, lose some weight by being active, drink a Coke, and get out there and go to work. Be creative. Find something to do. You're not going to make the same money you were, but at least you're working. And people are going to see it, and they're going to say, hey, there's somebody with work at it. I think I'll hire them. Come here, boy. Let's put you to work. And then you'll get a decent job doing that. You've got the network. The more people you know, the quicker it is you're going to be able to get a job, because word of mouth is the best advertisement. Your turn.
I was going to say, Pete, you make some excellent points. I mean, how many people have been down and out? Trust me, in my life, I've had to do plenty of things to make ends meet. You know, you didn't start on the top of the heap, and I totally get it. I'm like Pete, though. I'm a bootstrapper. How many of you are bootstrappers versus whiners? I mean, there are circumstances where you need help. You need a leg up. But how many people constantly need that leg up? That's the thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tonight, taking that final turn, and sometimes politicians act like they're virgins to the political scene. Certainly at this point, do we not all know in America you can be videotaped in a second, that everybody has a spy cam, a cell phone, a who knows what, a hidden camera in their purse? So, say what you mean what you say when you're running for office. Don't listen to the puppets around you. And this is part of the problem. People are so managed in politics. What really does Mitt Romney think versus the polished up version? I'm not saying you might not have to have a little tender loving care when it comes to rehearsing speeches and stuff. I mean, that's fair. Why not? But maybe there's a point where somebody's too managed, and then they're always apologizing. And it's not just Romney. Certainly it's Obama. We've seen that with him in office. Now, Mitt Romney did not apologize for what he said that was released on this hidden camera of him. But he said he would have it wasn't put eloquently, and they, if you could only hear the whole thing, because it was a question and answer session, and if you heard the whole transcript, it would make much more sense and wouldn't seem the way it seems now at this point. One quick note here, 50 days until the 2012 election, November 6th, go out to the polls, right? Obama's ahead of Romney by a narrow margin in almost all the national polls. He has a little bit bigger of a lead, if you believe it, in most swing states. So Romney doesn't have a lot of wiggle room. He has to hit the sweet spots right now. I mean, before now. But in these presidential debates and whatnot, could not be bigger. Could not be bigger for Mitt Romney. You want to throw in your two, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Hollywood Man, who's listening to us, I think, in my old stomping grounds, Vegas. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How's yourself?
Good. What do you think? What, throw us your 2 cents.
Well, I mean, I caught the just the edge of it, like what you said. Was it an inside job? I was assuming that you were talking about September 11th.
No, not talking about September 11th. Talking about what happened in the embassy, or not? Yeah, the consulate in Libya. Whether or not the people were put in place in were put in play to knowing exactly who was going to be there and what was going to happen, so they certainly could have a shot at getting the ambassador. Stacy in Mississippi, you're up next. Hey, Stacy, we lost you. He slipped away. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. As I said, excuse me, we're kicking around in a couple of different directions, talking about what Mitt Romney said when he was at a fundraiser in Florida in Boca Raton behind closed doors, and also talking about what has happened in Libya and whether or not we were aware, whether or not we were aware, number one, of what was happening in the, you know, as far as the consulate and the possibility of violence. Excuse me there. That asbestos, it gets me every single time. and also a few other things besides the Libyan violence, the Romney video, and the polls, and where we are with 50 days in. Hey, Matt, one quick other thing. He can help bail me out here. Nail the score. Vikings. What happened with the Vikings Colts?
We're awful.
What was the final score? Give us a recap of that game.
I don't remember what the final score was because I just remember being so much in pain at the end of it. I think it was like 27-20, was it? 27-21? Something 20, like that.
27-21.
Was that what
it
was?
I love it. No, I'm asking you. You didn't know what it was.
I can't remember. I just know we gave him a touchdown late, and then it killed us.
I love that, because you are part of the team.
We lost 23-20. That's what it was.
23-20.
Yeah, Vinatieri hit that field goal after Reggie Wayne got the touchdown. Now I remember. Yeah,
it was, and the reason I bring that up, and here we are in the middle of all this other political stuff, is because nail the score, that was the game. So, did anybody nail the score? Did anybody have Indianapolis? And the answer is beating the Vikings. Well, yes, but did anyone have 23-20? And no. Brian had 24-21 Colts. I had 21-17 Colts. And there were a few other people that picked Indy. And, you know, only a few. But nobody directly nailed the score. So no winner this time around. Dave in Vermont, his prize package is being assembled. And he won the first game out of the chute. I have a feeling we can have some other winners this season. So don't forget to tune in and call us during the third hour on our Thursday morning show, third hour, so that you can try and nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the games of the week. I have no idea what it's going to be. I mean, it could be anything. And this season has been very strange, wide open, football-wise. Some of the teams that you thought would kick it and breeze, even in the beginning of their schedule, are not really doing that. Others, obviously, like the Packers beating the Bears. As much as I like the Bears, the Packers are a force at home, especially did you not think they were going to win that game? Of course they were going to win that game. That wasn't our game of the week, though. As Matt was talking about, Vinatieri's field goal gave Mr. Luck, the new Stanford quarterback for Indy, who replaced Peyton Manning, what he needed, that win, that first win, and especially over the Vikings, so that was big. But would you have predicted the Dolphins, for example, knocking off the Raiders? The Raiders are in a hole, 0-2. The Dolphins pick up their first win, 35-13, not even close. So I'm just giving you a couple examples because you don't know how this plays out. Some of the scores are odd, too, like the Eagles win by a point again, beating the Ravens 24-23. 1 point. 1 point for the Eagles. The week before, they barely got by Cleveland 17-16. So you never know what's going to happen. That's why I always emphasize with nail the score. You don't have to be a football junkie. In fact, you don't even have to like football that much because you're just making a guess, almost like the lottery. You're picking numbers. You pick a winner, and you pick numbers. So that's what the election is about. It's about numbers and what numbers will win, either for the incumbent Barack Obama or for Mitt Romney, who many people think might have shot himself in the foot by what he said in this fundraiser in Florida, where he talked about his off-the-cuff remarks to the people, where he talked about the people who are dependent on the governor. But I think the one thing is, it's like Pete said, he said he speaks the truth. I think he said what he thought. He just spoke in his true comments. I mean, he spoke the way he would speak to somebody, and it wasn't all polished up. And in a way, that could end up being a positive for him because there wasn't any cover-up language in it. He said what he thought, and period. You know, about the government, about the 47 people who are not paying taxes. Of course, you could also flip that over in another direction on Mitt Romney and what is he paying versus those people. And so the story lives on.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Well, it's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.